searchlights pierce a starry night sky, sweeping the clouds and illuminating a towering edifice in the form of the words, 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox, a news corporation company. Hazy blue light pours through a curved rift in the shape of the letter R. The R becomes metallic, and the word Regency appears beneath. Lightning flashes across drifting clouds, revealing the title Meet the Spartans in blood-spattered lettering.
In the land of Sparta, when babies were born, the elders would inspect them for defects.
Ah! Are you my mama? Because I'm ready to suckle the teat.
The baby green Shrek Spartan vomits green goo all over the inspecting elder.
If any imperfections were found, the baby was rejected.
It's kicked into a pile of skulls.
And if the baby was Vietnamese, Brangelina had first dibs.
The elder hands the Asian baby over to the movie star lookalikes.
Cute, huh?
Behold Leonidas.
Ow!
The perfect Spartan.
The baby's got a beard and a six-pack. He's stamped on the bottom, approved by number 12.
From an early age, Leonidas was taught to fight.
Come on, little shit! Turn! Can't be me. You're never gonna be a Spartan, never. Take this, Granny!
Punch knocks the old lady's false teeth clean out of her head.
He was tortured. Taught to show no pain.
Tell me, Mr. Bond, what is the account number?
Who the hell is Mr. Bond? I'm Leonidas.
You're testing my patience, 00.
But I am not 00.
Knotted rope is slammed into his privates by a villain with a bloodily scarred face.
Oh! Little Miss Sunshine!
Here's a nice one. Oh, that's right.
Dog food is smeared onto his testicles.
Mr. Bond, I'd like you to meet Captain Adorable.
The dog laps at the tasty snack, then takes a bite. He cowers naked in an icy rock clearing.
Leonidas was sent into the wild to learn how to survive. He braved the elements, endured starvation.
He reaches for a Subway sandwich, which happens to be lying in front of him.
No mayo? This is bullshit!
The beast stalks Leonidas. Red eyes glowing like the fires of hell.
Leonidas stares in disbelief as a man-sized penguin waddles out from behind the trees. He looks baffled as it shuffles towards him, then starts to dance.
Man, you've got happy feet.
What you laughing at, ass white? I'm about to shove my happy foot up your ass, cracker.
Nice penguin.
Where you going, pussy?
It launches itself at his head.
Make you my bitch, Leonidas. Lick my snowballs.
White testicles dangle in Leonidas' face. Then the fiend turns round.
Now eat my pig, asshole. That Taco Bell ain't sitting right.
Creamy guano sprays on his face.
Caught you with your mouth open.
He manages to throw the creature off, but it gets to its feet and shuffles towards him. He heads for a narrow gap in the rocks.
Dead, Leonidas. Say what's up to Anna Nicole for me.
It rockets through the air.
Shit, I'm stuck. I got a penguin pinned down. Help! Help!
It's stuck in the rocks. A glass case reads, in case of penguin attack, break glass.
My ass! My ass hurt! Why you wanna do me like that? Come on, man. I can hook you up. We can work it out.
I'll suck your dick!
He rams the harpoon through the beast's head. He wears its skin as a hat.
And the boy that was cast into the wild returned a king.
Warriors kneel before him, laying down their weapons. The Penguin King stands in the stone-colonnaded courtyard of his palace and looks round with a confident grin. He tosses the penguin pelt to some women nearby. A busty hottie pouts out from between the columns. She's wearing a low-cut baby blue mini dress, sucking a lollipop, and sporting schoolgirl pigtails. Spotty adolescent Leonidas can't believe his eyes as she stretches like a cat, shakes her booty, and flashes come-to-bed eyes. She flaunts her model's cleavage. She licks the lolly and beckons seductively to Leonidas.
Sign my rack. And they're real, too.
Yes!
He writes, marry me.
Marry me?
She writes 12:45:19 on his muscly chest.
What's that?
The combination to my chastity belt.
She lifts her skirt, revealing a padlocked brass belt. They squirm, wearing soppy teenage grins, as confetti falls.
Leonidas was stoked. He wed Margot and she bore him a fine son. And life in the land of Sparta was good.
He wrestles with the boy.
Yes, yes, good.
Thanks, Dad.
The lad gets thrown on his back in the sand.
Give me your hand. Remember, son, a warrior must learn to take a hit.
It's a headbutt.
Fight with your head. Think with your heart.
Huh? Give him the pile driver, honey.
Pile driver!
The head's his crotch and the heart's his head, but he slams his son expertly into the sand.
That's my boy.
He flies through the air and elbow drops the lad. A muscled Hercules type approaches Margot.
My queen.
No! Captain.
I see Leonidas is molding our future king of Sparta to be a man.
Leonidas brandishes a chainsaw.
I remember when my father used to beat me.
A chair smash.
Traditional rites of passage.
A jar to the head.
No, my father was an alcoholic.
The three adults splatter the boy's naked torso with paintballs.
Xerxes' messenger awaits, my king.
A ball between the eyes finishes him off. A bling-covered trio awaits the king.
Greetings, Leonidas.
Greetings, messenger.
They clasp forearms and kiss on the mouth.
What the hell was that?
What?
You just kissed me!
That is how men of Sparta greet one another. High fives for the women, and open-mouth tongue kisses for the men.
Leonidas and the captain exchange a manly nod. The Persians notice pairs of muscled Spartan men all around the courtyard.
Ooh. Well, I get it.
Get what?
You have a free society here.
Yes! The freest!
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Margot licks her lips suggestively at the messenger.
I take big black dudes.
Yeah.
Come, messenger. Let us walk.
He takes the man by the hand.
The great Xerxes has taken over the world with his vast Persian army and has set his sights on his final conquest. Sparta.
The king lets go of the man's hand.
Let us talk by the giant pit of death.
Okay. Xerxes is a kind god king and offers these peaceful alternatives to war.
A sign points to the pit of death.
No blood will be shed as long as you Spartan men build his pyramids. Your women become his sex slaves. And your children work at sweatshops making Nike.
A courtier's reading Treason for Dummies.
That sounds reasonable.
I'm sure you would think so, Councilman Traitoro.
Traitoro and the messenger exchange a wink. Leonidas stares at the ground. A breeze blows blades of grass across his leather thong sandals. His people stare at him. A young mother with a baby. Two old men. A young woman. In an agony of decision, the king, his brow furrowed, closes his eyes and takes a deep breath.
Tell Xerxes to take his proposal and shove it! What the hell?
What? He came on to me.
You did not. Dog, your wife's a hoe.
This means war!
Hey, it's cool, it's cool. We got San Francisco and West Hollywood. We don't need Sparta. I'll just tell Xerxes it's a no-go.
He and Traitoro pat their chests and point in a gesture of affection. Leonidas looks round at Margot.
Kick his ass in.
This is madness!
Madness. This is Sparta!
Spittle flies into the man's eyes, then he's kicked into the round stone-walled pit. Another Persian looks into the hole.
Why did you do that? He was backing down.
In goes the next Persian.
My lord, he will tell Xerxes that Sparta is not for them, so whatever you do, don't kick him into the pit of death. Stop kicking people into the pit of death, really.
A Britney lookalike in a Little Miss Sunshine t-shirt sits at the edge of the pit shaving her head.
Yeah. I don't know why you all have to always got my back for everything. I'm a responsible adult. Look at me, I'm booby feeding my baby. Sometimes I like to give him fried milk. I call them milk poppers. It's just like breast milk, but it's fried. And you just pop them in your mouth. He loves them, don't you, baby? I'm a smart shopper. I got this entire outfit in an alleyway from a Mexico woman. Bargain shopping, yeah. Why y'all think I messed up? Shit, do I look crazy to you?
She flings open her legs, revealing no knickers. The area's blurred by pixels. Leonidas looks disgusted and boots her in. A lookalike K-Fed runs up.
Aw, damn, cuz, there goes my palimony. K-Fed ain't having it, yo.
K-Fed, come back.
There goes K-Fed's cheddar, yo!
He gets a huge kick in the crotch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A freak mohawked Sanjaya lookalike is responsible for the noise. He gets a sandal in the chest.
I'm not gay.
Leonidas!
Ryan Seacrest?
How did you feel about that kick? Let's see what the judges have to say. Randy.
Yo, Leo, dog, man. I wasn't really feeling you on that kick, dog. I don't know what happened, man. It was just all right for me, dog. I mean, just all right, dog.
Paula.
Leonidas, you move me.
I don't. Simon.
Leonidas, I thought the kick was utterly dreadful.
Oh, Simon.
In fact, I've seen better kicks from a geriatric donkey, oh. And I'm not talking about you, Paula.
That's me. Oh.
I am sorry, King, but your journey ends here.
Oh, go f*** yourselves!
No.
Oh.
Panel, desk and all, are tossed to oblivion. Leonidas then points to the pit and Seacrest tearfully obeys. The Seacrest-alike snivels and wets himself. Leonidas points to the pit. He rushes over and dives in.
Seacrest!
Excellent work, my king. It's time to consult with the prophets.
He looks less than happy at the prospect. Leonidas flicks a switch labelled garbage disposal. The bodies in the pit swirl and disappear. The moon hangs over a temple.
The ancient prophets were advisors to the king. Grotesque swine. Their consult came with a bribe.
It's a bag of beauty products.
Oxy-10. Neutrogena. This has an SPF. This is all-day protection. Look at this. Exfoliator with alpha hydroxy. This is good for you, Glenn. Rub it all over your disgusting face. What need you, King Leonidas?
Ancient prophets, I need your guidance. I'm assembling an army of 300 to go to war with Persia. I'm going to take them in the rear. Here, here. And then I'm gonna reach around. And I'm gonna take them again from the front. What? Why are you sniggering?
Nothing. It's nothing.
What's so damn funny? Look, it's all there for you to see. He's a battle formation.
That's what he calls it. It looks like backstage at Elton John concert.
Cut it out. This isn't funny. This is serious business.
No Spartan goes to war without first consulting the Oracle.
The Oracle is a dark-haired woman on an altar floating in slow motion amid billowing white silks.
The prophets chose only the most beautiful of Spartan girls to be their oracle.
She's got glasses and metal braces.
Oh. Ugly Betty.
She has a great personality.
She sticks out her tongue, her armpit hair billowing in the wind.
Ooh. I look like Jabba the Hutt. That is hot to me.
Snot sprays the king and the prophets, and the oracle falls to the ground. The scabby-skinned head prophet hurries to her side to hear her words. He lustfully licks her cheek. Then her upper lip, then sticks his tongue up a nostril. The king's disgusted. She wakes up.
Oh! For shizzle, mine ism.
Leonidas rolls his eyes in confusion.
Save the cheerleader. Save the world.
Actually, I'm not into heroes.
Douchebag says what?
What?
Chest waxer says what?
What?
He walked in the door.
What are you saying to me? I don't understand.
Go to war with Persia and you will surely die.
A prophet draws his thumb across his throat.
You're screwed, dude.
Leonidas stares intensely out of his bedroom window, deep in thought, his brow furrowed. Staring out at the moon, he's stark naked and being watched by three women.
What?
His groin is smooth and rounded, with no genitals.
It's cold!
He puts on a loincloth and walks to the bed where Margot is sleeping. He sits down and, reaching out, pulls the sheet gently from her body. He smiles, reading a tattoo that says, Leonidas was here. Below it is another. So was Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee?
Then there's Kobe. And Shaq.
Shaq?
Next are Dr. Phil, Tara Reid, and Borat.
Borat?
He struggles to contain himself at the Oakland Raiders. Margot wakes up.
Why is my king so restless?
Can't sleep. It's this whole battle of Thermopylae thing.
Are you still thinking about what that young oracle said? There's only one woman whose words you should listen to.
Oprah.
Your wife?
Right. How will I be tried in the court of public opinion?
She picks up a laptop.
Well, Harry Knowles at Ain't It Cool News says this movie is just a cheap ripoff of 300.
He throws a copy of the 300 graphic novel out of the window, hitting a giggler in the head.
Even if the Oracle doesn't support you, I do. And Sparta does. This could be our last night together. You want to do it?
Like we've never done it before.
Her blonde hair thrashes across his sweating body, and their faces contort in pleasure. Muscles stand out on his neck with the effort of bench-pressing her like a barbell.
97! 98! 99! 100! Beat my record!
He flings her across the room. His soldiers gather in a wheat field.
Captain.
My king.
Grimacing after the kiss, the captain pulls a soggy strand of his king's beard out of his mouth.
Have you assembled my army who are ready to fight to the death for the freedom of Sparta?
Yes, king.
He inspects the men. All carry spears and shields. All 10 of them.
I wanted 300. This seems like less.
These were the only men who met with your stringent specifications. Hunky with deep Mediterranean tans, hot bods, and,
Yes?
Well endowed.
Ho! Ho! Ho!
Ready to fight for you, my king! Never give up! Never surrender! To infinity and beyond!
The speaker is heavy with a bulging stomach.
He has a lot of heart, my king. And nice man boobs.
The king cups them approvingly.
Indeed. These men will do. You are a fine captain, Captain. But a better friend. There is none.
Thank you.
The king is gently massaging his shoulder. The captain looks a little uncomfortable. But Leonidas flashes him a friendly grin and rearranges his hair.
Thank you. Thank you.
Damn! He's got a huge package.
An improbably good-looking blonde lad walks up, carrying a large cardboard box.
I brought you some fudge. Mom said that you'd like to pack it.
She's a good woman.
Goodbye, Father.
Farewell, my son.
Introductions?
King Leonidas, this is my son, Sunio.
My king.
Why is he not fighting?
He's not a warrior. And he's my only son, destined to carry on my name.
What do you think?
Yummy.
Work it, sister.
I think he's fierce.
Sunio grins at the panelists of Sparta's next top model. Show
me them goodies. And if you don't like it, you kiss my fat ass!
It's big, wrinkled, and spotty.
Ooh. Congratulations, Sunio. You're now on your way to becoming Sparta's next top warrior.
He hands over a photo of Sunio in a reclining muscle pose, his sword thrusting up from his groin. Leonidas looks proud. The captain accepts the situation with a shrug.
Spartan.
The king strides over to his wife and son.
My child. I shall never forget you. You are so small now, but one day you will grow to be big and strong like your father.
That's not your son.
It's a very small man.
You asshole.
Leonidas looks confused as the small fellow stomps off. He walks up to his real son.
Take care of your mother.
The boy nods and hands over a plumed steel helmet.
Stay tough, son.
The affectionate punch lays the boy out cold.
Come back with your shield. Or on it.
And if I come back on it, I want you to move on.
I would never.
Tell, if you died, I'd play the field. To be honest, I've always wanted to do a fat chick.
She places her hands affectionately on his shoulders, then removes the penguin beak on a leather thong from around her neck and places it around his. They high and low five. He gives a curt nod and goes to join his men.
The men are ready, my king.
Good. We'll head south to the Hot Gates, where we'll intercept the Persian army.
Where are you going?
The Oracle said if we went to war, we'd be screwed.
The Oracle also said that our painted-on abs look fake. But I beg to differ.
Makeup abs are being sprayed onto the big soldier.
Give the order, Captain.
Spartans! Information!
Ho!
Traitoro taps a message into his PDA. To Xerxes at hotgatemail.com. Spartans heading south, smiley. OMG, ROT, FLOL.
Move out!
Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive.
The Spartans, their king at their head, skip happily off to war through the wheat field, holding hands.
I will survive. Hey, hey.
They skip along the bottom of a rocky ravine, which has a sign saying, Hot Gates, Gas, Food, and Slaughter.
The fearless Spartans reached the Hot Gates, where danger lurked around every corner.
Something twisted and deformed is watching them.
All skipping!
Exhausted from the journey, the Spartans replenished their electrolytes.
Sunnio coolly catches a sports drink bottle. One of the others gives a manly thumbs up, and they all drink.
Gatorade, is it in you?
Sunnio sweats blue juice, and the big guy wolfs down mountains of Krispy Kreme donuts.
What do you think, my king?
We'll use the narrow passageway of the Hot Gates to funnel the Persians in, where their vast numbers won't count for shit. Captain, have the men found any other trails that the Persians could use to attack us?
None, sir.
I know such a road, my king.
The captain advances on the figure, crouching behind its shield.
Back off, hideous creature!
There's a secret goat path just above the Hot Gates. If the Persians found it, they could outflank you.
Slow your roll, captain. Reveal yourself, creature. Paris Hilton?
Hey, fellas.
What happened to you?
Oh, you mean the hump?
Yeah, the hump.
It was all that, you're going to jail. Now you can get out of jail. Now you're going back to jail. And on and on and on and on. Ugh. It's just been really confusing. I mean, even Tinkerbell's affected by it. She hasn't moved since Saturday, but she still poops, which is weird. And me, they've turned me into this, like, totally grotesque monster. And I don't even know what... Hang on a minute. Hello? Oh, hey, Nicole. Nothing, just some guys with swords. No, I'm talking about their actual swords, Nicole. You're gross. Yeah, I'm hungry. Did you eat? Oh, you ate an almond? Oh, yeah, you're done eating for the day. Okay, and then let's go to Pinkberry. Bye, sexy. Look, it's my dream to be a Spartan. I want to fight for you, my king.
What can you do?
Well, have you seen my video?
I don't like the way you handle a spear. You grip the shaft firmly. Then with one hand on the base, you slide the other all the way up to the tip.
That's hot.
Leonidas frowns, then eyeballs her.
I'm sorry, but we cannot use you.
No! It's not fair! Mom! You'll be sorry! You're making a terrible mistake!
She throws her shield.
I'm not as stupid as I look!
The shield hits her, and she falls. Only pixels cover her crotch.
Look! Persians!
The Persians wear black robes, carry studded black shields, and wear grotesque silver masks. They're led by a hip-hop officer in silver and black robes with an orange sash round his waist and sporting a ball-cap-style helmet at a rakish angle. The Spartans walk out to meet them. Leonidas and the Persian eyeball one another. The Persian masks bear twisted faces. One has goofy grinning teeth and another a gormless smile with a lolling tongue.
I am the emissary to the great god King Xerxes, come to accept your surrender.
Oh, we're not here to surrender.
Xerxes will enjoy making you his slaves.
The big Spartan launches himself at the Persians. Sword raised, he leaps off a rock right over the heads of the enemy, slamming into a cliff behind them. Sliding down the cliff, a branch slams into his groin.
Spartan! Yeah! Let's battle! Are we about to stomp the yard?
We are the Spartans! We stomp the yard! Check out our bars! They are our guard!
They mockingly get into the Persians' faces.
Persians! Let's show them why we're national champs 3 years running. You dig?
Yes. Chest slapping and stomping doesn't impress the Spartans.
Oh, come on! We like wearing turbans and eating baklava! We like chips and burkas that cover their ta-ta! Ooh, ah! Ooh, ah!
The Persians moon the enemy, showing buttocks covered in thick black hair. A bling iPod is loaded with a Xerxes mix.
You gotta shake your ass. Let's go!
The Spartans launch into a blistering routine, spinning, flipping, and vaulting over one another. The Persians look awestruck as one of the dancers jumps up and down on his hands. They finish with an aggressive group pose. The Persian routine is more synchronized and old school. The emissary body pops and spins on roller skates before dropping into the splits. The Spartans show their disapproval by aping the Persian moves. Then one of them launches into a high-speed series of leaps, spins, and flips. The Persian replies some dancing on the spot. Then after some more Spartan flair, a move which ends up with two masked soldiers imitating kissing. One Persian pushes the other away as a Spartan launches into a huge super slow-mo flip. The Spartans stand off in an aggressive pose after a series of high-speed synchronized moves. Their opponents keep going, finally lying face down in a line on the ground. The emissary skates legs apart down the line, painfully catching his groin on a trailing leg. He keels over.
Don't come up in my kitchen with that weak-ass shit.
You gotta shake your ass.
Leonidas puts on a wool cap, and as his crew keep moving, he dives, slides along on his forearms, and rolls up into a headstand. The tremendous pressure breaks his head off his shoulders.
We're gonna get this party started.
He fixes his head with a satisfied grin.
You got served. Yeah!
Three panelists for Dancing with the Spartans hold up scorecards, a succession of perfect tens. Leonidas gives the Persians a pitying shrug and sidles back to his crew.
You telling me we lost?
Dance them to the cliffs!
No mercy!
Come on, man, can we talk about this? No, I just met these dudes right here. I don't even know him.
Forced back by Spartan spears and shields, the Persians tumble, limbs thrashing in slow motion, over a cliff.
Last one in, it's a rotten egg!
Cannonball! Harpoon!
The final three launch themselves off a diving board in a tuck, a somersault, and a double twist.
We may have won the battle, but they will win the war!
Buttmeister presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius!
Today we salute you, Mr. Warmongering Latent Homosexual.
Mr. Warmongering Latent Homosexual!
Wearing nothing but leather underwear and a cape, you charge your enemy like an oiled-up hairless wonder.
Spray on, Sam!
Sure, there's danger. Charging rhinos, stampeding elephants, and that cute toga-wearing guy named Chad. You only went out on one date, but you'll remember it forever. Forever.
Take your daily soundtrack!
Your keen instincts tell you to cut, slice, and chop every man you see. But enough about your career as a hairstylist. Let's talk war.
Ow, the curling iron is hot!
So this butt's for you, King Leonidas. Because when the going gets tough, the tough go antiquing.
Mr. Warmongering Latent Homosexual.
Queen Margo, we must speak.
She's got cucumber on her eyes.
Loyalist, what do you want?
Tomato on her breasts and pizza between her legs.
Nice tomatoes. Your husband needs you. You must convince the council to send more troops to support your husband.
My husband is dead. He told me to move on. Besides, I'm already registered on J-Date. A little to the right. That's it.
Leonidas fails, Xerxes will take over, and you will be stripped of your crown.
I won't be queen? Ow, it's too hard.
You will lose everything.
Ow! Oh, stop.
Your palace. Your Mercedes.
Yeah! Ow!
Your Nintendo Wii.
No. Ow!
Your vaginal regeneration surgeon. Your gardener.
Antonio?
The courtier winks knowingly at her. She pouts out of the window at Antonio, an oiled hunk with a leaf blower. They blow each other kisses as he grinds the power tool between his legs.
My husband needs me. I'll do whatever it takes.
I will set the meeting with the council. But in order to win their vote, you will need to get Traitoro's support.
She rolls her eyes.
He holds great influence with the council.
There better be a happy ending.
The Spartans are hanging around the hot gates. One man is kneeling in front of another, his head bobbing back and forth. He's helping free a sword from its scabbard.
King Leonidas! Xerxes approaches!
Xerxes. He looked a lot like that fat guy from Borat.
Xerxes arrives on a huge gold throne. He's dripping with gold chains.
I am the great god king, Xerxes.
Ooh. He snags a chest chain, ripping off a nipple.
Ow, ow, ow.
Not again, it always happens.
Ow. He staples it back on. He lumbers bulkily down from the throne. His soldiers rush to form human steps for him. The last man's too late. The god king hits the dirt.
Oh, sorry, Xerxes.
It's cool. I'm fine. I meant to do that.
Oh, shit!
I tell you, kid, you got balls. I come over here with a big army. We're going to shish kebab your ass.
Before this battle is over, people will know that even a god king can fall.
Listen, Leo, I came here to talk. Just listen to my deal.
Leonidas frowns suspiciously.
Ladies?
Hi, Xerxes.
That's probably for me. Hello? Really? Okay. That was the banker. He's offering to buy back your briefcase for a weekend getaway for two in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Palms Hotel and Casino.
Ooh. I've always wanted to go there.
All you have to do is bow down to me and surrender Sparta. Deal or no deal?
Take the deal.
No.
Take the deal.
What about
about Sparta?
Hit the button!
Take the deal!
Hit the button!
Take it!
No deal!
Oh, great!
By the time I'm finished with you, Sparta will be annihilated. It will be as though you never existed. I will see to it that you're written out of the history books.
Well, that's fine by me, Xerxes. Because I can't read.
They stare at each other.
Xerxes didn't take rejection well. From every corner of his empire, he sent his most vicious warriors to fight.
Yo mama's so ghetto, when she breastfeeds, Kool-Aid comes out.
The captain steps up.
Your mama's so stupid, she thought Tupac Shakur was a Jewish holiday.
Get her, Delio.
Your mama's so fat, her pant size is, bitch, lose some weight.
Your mama's so butch, Rosie O'Donnell wouldn't even date her.
No, you didn't. Well, your mama titties is smaller than yours.
Helio checks his man boobs.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Your mama's so fat, so Mix-a-Lot decided he doesn't like big butts. And he ain't lying.
Oh, my eyes! Oh! How you like that, huh?
Yo, your mama's so fat, and when she farts, Al Gore accuses her of global warming, dog.
Kicking it up.
Yes, well, that may be the case, but your mama's so hairy, the only language she speaks is Wookiee.
The youngster knows he's lost this one.
Xerxes watched as his warriors were defeated. It sent an all too human chill up his spine. Or perhaps that was the dentine ice with cool mint crystals.
He holds up the gum and smiles as a film of ice forms from his breath. Margot ladles liquid into a cup as Traitorow approaches.
Loyalist said you wanted to see me.
That's my urine sample.
Tastes like asparagus.
Leonidas needs more troops. Without reinforcements, Sparta will fall, and...
Traitor is completely unable to concentrate, mesmerized by her cleavage.
I'll do anything for my husband.
Anything?
She pulls the dress off her shoulders.
Awesome. I'm so getting laid. Goodbye, virginity.
I promise you, you're not going to enjoy this. But I suffer from premature...
His jaw clenches, and he shudders orgasmically.
That's okay. I have crabs.
Small beach crabs swarm over her crotch. A man in a goat-horned mask plays the flute at the court of Xerxes. Vodka and Red Bull is mixed in a jeweled goblet, and women in gold finery dance together, writhing against each other. Humpback Paris Hilton moves among the revelers. She runs her huge, deformed hand lustfully through the hair of a bongo player.
Betray your beloved Spartans.
Nice.
And I will give you anything you desire.
That's hot.
Bow down to me.
A chihuahua's humping a poodle.
Bow down to the great god king, Xerxes.
I'm a Hilton. I don't bow.
Aye.
But I do bend over.
Yeah, good.
There's a secret goat path into the hot gates. You could totally use it to defeat Leonidas.
And what do you desire?
I want my record expunged. Oh, and I want that new Chanel purse. Thank you. I want throwing up to be fun.
You got something to say, say it. I got things to do.
What was it? Oh, God, jeez, yeah. I want to get this hump removed.
Xerxes licks the hump, enjoying the taste, pokes it, gives it a squeeze, then taps it with his fist.
Will you please just do it? It's really heavy and really hard to keep clean.
Done.
He pricks it with a dagger. The hump explodes in a fountain of pus, blowing Xerxes across the room. At the Spartan camp, they're sharpening weapons, ironing cloaks, and hanging out at a coffee stand. Leonidas is getting stuck into a big cup topped with whipped cream.
As long as Xerxes doesn't find the secret path to the Hawk Gates, their vast numbers won't count for shit.
Sunnio skips up.
My king!
Catch your breath. Vanilla blended. What is it, boy?
Xerxes has found the secret goat path to the Hot Gates.
Ah, shit! Damn that Paris Hilton.
I hate her. He's deployed thousands of Persian soldiers that'll be here any minute.
The king walks off. Sunnio sucks grimly at his coffee.
Delio. How bad are your injuries?
Oh, it's just a scratch, my king.
There are two gaping holes where his eyes used to be.
You've got no eyes.
The gods blessed me with a spare.
No, they haven't. You just had the two. Jeremy has the spare.
Jeremy, with an eye on his forehead, smiles and waves. Leonidas bandages Dilio's eyes.
I can still fight!
Dilio! 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 Walk with me. No. Your fate is the most important.
He blunders into some soldiers.
You must go back to Sparta and tell of our tale.
Yes, my king. Any message for the queen?
The king looks sadly at his penguin beak necklace. He takes it off and places it solemnly in Delio's hand.
None that need be said. Now go, Delio. Tell how 13 Spartans fought for honor, for glory, for freedom. Good luck, Delio.
Delio's knocked himself out, walking into a rock. Persians gather on the cliffs above them. As they draw their weapons, Leonidas works himself into such a fury that steam shoots out of his ears. They skip in battle formation and face Xerxes on his gold throne.
This is your final chance. Bow down to me or you will die.
I bow for no man.
The god king lumbers down the steps from his throne.
Take a knee.
No.
Curtsy.
Enough.
Well, your sandal is untied.
Oh. Thanks very much.
See, was that difficult?
No, wait, no! I wasn't bowing! I was just doing my story!
You acknowledge me as your god king. High five! What the hell is so funny?
You!
Me?
You greet like women.
You idiots are wearing banana hammocks and you're laughing at me. Now you're pissing me off. I'm getting everybody. Hello, where are you at? I know where I'm at. Bring in my massive army. You 13 putts are no match for my massive Persian army. They number in the millions.
Two bearers bring out a large cloth screen in a frame.
That's just a blue screen.
Stupid. It's a visual effect. It's going to be digitally inserted later. And the army is quite impressive, as you can imagine.
Rows of virtual warriors brandish their weapons. The Spartans cower.
Gentlemen, may I present Queen Margot.
Margot, in slutty high heels, laced up her calves and a micro mini dress, slinks out into the courtyard to address the Spartan elders. She glances smokily around the group of leering old men.
Come on, baby. I'm getting a chubby.
Boner alert! Boner alert!
Okay, boys, make it rain!
She grinds her booty at them and shakes her rack. They throw handfuls of money at her. Looking suddenly self-conscious, she picks up some notes and stuffs them down her dress.
Good councilman, I implore you. Your king, my dear husband, needs your help. Sparta will fall if you don't agree to send the rest of our army.
Traitor O moves through the crowd towards her. She flinches as he claps at her.
Gentlemen, our only hope for survival is to surrender to Xerxes and beg for his forgiveness. Do not be swayed by the words of this common pricktease with crabs all up in her coochie.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, yes, I did.
Queen Margot unleashed a venomous rage.
Black ooze starts to cover her body.
Much like Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man 3.
She stands in a figure-hugging black spider suit. Reeling from Traitor O's punch, she rips the mask from her face.
I'm evil.
Her fist goes right through him.
Maybe sad.
A kick in the groin drops him to his knees. As she cartwheels away, he spits sand and coughs up his own testicles. She flies through the air and crushes him, leaving a pile of sand.
Oh no!
Oh, cute. Gross.
As the cat pads off, the sand swirls and Traitor O emerges with cat poo on his face.
Oh, God.
He brushes it off. Margot picks up a vacuum cleaner.
How you like me now, Sandman?
Oh, no.
Dust-busting bitch, no!
Starting at his feet, she sucks him into the machine. The elders watch as he shrinks away. Margot tears off the spider suit. Loyalist picks up Traitor O's PDA.
Well, tickle my nipples with a feather. Xerxes is in Traitor O's top five.
Traitor O was a traitor?
Duh. All in favor of sending more troops? Say aye.
Aye, 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 aye.
Leonidas, grim-faced beneath his helmet, awaits the Persian onslaught. The foe gather on the cliffs above them. They form regimented lines in front of them.
Spartans!
We have you surrounded. Lay down your weapons.
Come and get them!
Formation!
The front rank of Spartans drop to their knees. The others jump on their backs. Sunio hangs back, looking puzzled.
A Spartan always protects another man's rear.
He jumps onto Leonidas.
Adjust your sword, boy. It's digging into my back.
His sword's in his hand.
But I'm not wearing my sword.
Carry on, then.
My son. Today, you are truly a Spartan.
Thanks, Father.
Attack!
Ready, Spartans!
The Persians charge, with the blue screen bearers bringing up the rear.
Remember this day, boys! For today is the day you die!
What?
I mean, they die. Today's the day they die. That's what I meant to say.
Oh.
lines bounce off each other, and everyone falls over backwards.
Oh, what a bunch of dumb shits.
God, that's smart!
I am gonna go Hercules on your ass!
The captain leads a super slow-mo charge. He bashes one Persian with his shield, impales another with his spear, then spins and hits another so hard the man does a somersault. He sticks his spear through Sunio's legs to impale an adversary. Sunio grasps the shaft phallically. The captain then cartwheels away, grabbing a wet towel out of an urn as he goes. He whirls the towel around, then fells an enemy with a deadly flick. Ripping a man's robes, he proceeds to inflict a devastating nipple tweak. As a warrior runs past, he grabs the man's underwear, causing a monstrous on-the-run wedgie. The man is hurled backwards. Xerxes roars in frustration at the beating his warriors are receiving.
Ghost Rider.
Going to hell.
As the flame-skulled biker whirls a chain, Sunio fells him with a fire extinguisher.
Stop dropping roll! Stop dropping roll!
The captain skewers another Persian, then spots Sunio. The boy gives a thumbs up, and they nod in manly greeting. The Persian ranks part to reveal a monstrous thick-lipped boxer restrained by heavy chains. Rocky is embroidered on the waistband of his shorts. The chains are removed.
No!
You, Sunio. I'm gonna knock your block off.
Oh, shit.
Sunio!
The blow knocks the boy's head clean off his shoulders. The body sinks to its knees, taps a fist to its chest in respect, then keels over. The captain stabs a Persian in the groin and approaches the craggy boxer lookalike.
You'll pay for this, Balboa.
Go for it.
The first punch knocks off the boxer's wig. The second makes his shorts fall down.
Adult diapers?
A haymaker knocks the captain over backwards. Rolling over, he notices a hunting knife and a pistol. Then finally, a large hypodermic of Botox. He picks up the needle and charges.
Botox overdose.
With the needle embedded in his forehead, the boxer topples over. The captain lifts the title belt.
Yes! Yeah!
Xerxes hurls a spear which kebabs the captain.
Yes!
Xerxes!
The chubby tyrant tries to hide behind his throne as Leonidas skips to his captain's side. Blood and snot bubble out of the dying man's mouth and nose.
It's a beautiful death.
It's actually not that attractive.
The captain looks hurt, then dies. Rage overcomes the king. Computer Leonidas goes on the rampage in Grand Theft Auto Hot Gates. A low-slung convertible pimpmobile drives up, the gangbanger driver is hauled out, and the king of Sparta gets behind the chain-link steering wheel. He gets down to the Europop groove.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
A crowbar appears in a floating icon. Leonidas jumps out of the car and grabs it. He computer runs through the battle and encounters a Persian with two Uzis. He continues to tenderize the Persian with the crowbar as Xerxes watches with a pained expression. He picks up the machine pistols and now has San Andreas tattooed in Gothic lettering on his stomach.
Shit.
He mows down a line of enemy warriors.
Enough of this gratuitous video game violence!
Leonidas is puzzled to find his Uzis have vanished. He skips towards Xerxes, who is hauling himself off his throne over a pile of warriors. The fat god king waddles away in terror of the skipping Spartan. Falling face first in the dirt, he notices a cube sticking out of the sand.
The Transformer cube.
The cube bristles with electrical energy. He picks it up and gets into the Pimpmobile with it.
Okay, baby, let's transform.
As the Spartans watch in amazement, the car bumps, shakes and judders. The bonnet, boot and doors all flip open. The car's skull number plate bounces furiously up and down, then Xerxes and the car transform, growing into a monstrous robot which towers over the Spartans. Xerxes' eyes in the head section flash red, then he stares at his huge clawed metal hands.
I am Xerxes Tron, equipped with advanced alien technology.
His chest screen shows the YouTube logo.
Leave Benny alone!
He is a god king.
Please!
Xerxes Tron lumbers forward. A flex trails out behind him.
Leave her alone! She's a human!
He's pulled out his plug and topples over onto Leonidas and his men.
Leonidas was true to his word. A god king did fall. But unfortunately, right on them.
Margot stands looking sad. As she looks around, Delio arrives back home across the wheat fields. He's about to walk straight past her, but happens to touch her hair with an outstretched arm. He then starts stroking her face. He squeezes a boob.
Oh.
Then the other one.
Ooh. Queen Margot.
Yeah.
Oh.
He drops the penguin beak into her hand, closing her fingers around it. She looks at him with sad, questioning eyes. He nods grimly, then turns, and arms outstretched, walks away. Leonidas lies dead, eyes open, a smile on his face.
Leonidas and the Spartans died for honor, for glory. They died a beautiful death.
The king's face is right beside the groin of the man on top of him. 1 year later.
Today, we stand against 30,000 Persians.
Most of them on blue screen.
But we now have 100,000 soldiers!
Also on blue screen.
To victory!
Delio puts on his helmet, then stumbles around, trying to work out which way to charge.
Ah, follow me, boys!
He walks straight through his own men.
And thus, Delio blindly led the Spartans away from the Persians. To Malibu. Just as Lindsay Lohan was leaving rehab. Again.
Delio's shield sends her flying, legs apart with no knickers, pixels preserve her modesty.
At first I was afraid. I was petrified.
Leonidas and Margot are on the set of American Idol, written and directed by Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer.
So many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong,
and I learned how to get along.
In
Produced by Jason Friedberg, Aaron Seltzer, and Peter Safran. The captain sings to ugly Oracle Betty.
I should have changed my...
Executive producer Arnon Milker.
You leave your key.
If I had known for just one second, you'd be back to bother me.
Go on now, go. Walk out the door.
Just director of photography, Sean Maurer. Traitor O dances with two bikini babes. Production designer William Elliott. The Persian emissary gives a melodramatic performance.
Did you think I'd lay down and die?
Oh, no, not I will survive. Oh, as long as I know.
Film editor Peck Pryor. The performance turns into a choreographed chorus number. Costume designer Frank Helmer.
I will survive.
A fan holds up a sign saying Leonidas rules. Judge Simon claps ironically. Co-producer Mark McNair, music by Christopher Lennertz.
What's up, dog? Took all the strength I had not to fall apart, dog.
Kept trying hard to mend the pieces of my broken heart.
And I spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself.
I used to cry.
Music supervisors Dave Jordan and Jojo Villanueva. Sanjaya simpers. Sunny poses enthusiastically and two babes drape ropes around singing Xerxes.
Person still in love with you.
That's Britney, bitch.
Bikini Britney staggers and lolls all over the stage, grinding up against a male dancer in a suit.
Set me to be free. Now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me.
K-Fed grooves in the audience, a baby in each hand.
Britney's in the house.
K-Fed holds up a sign that says, Britney, you suck.
Go now, go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now.
Cast skip around in a circle as Judge Paula hangs her head and claps dopily. Judges Randy and Simon sing along. Casting by Aid Belasco, CSA. A Regency Enterprises presentation. A new Regency and Three in the Box production. Paula collapses across the desk. A Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer film. Unit production manager Mark McNair. First assistant director Hal Olofsson. Second assistant director Greg Guzik. Co-producer Hal Olofsson. The cast. Sean Maguire as Leonidas. Carmen Electra as Queen Margot. Ken Davidian as Xerxes. Kevin Sorbo as Captain. Diedrich Bader as Traitoro, Method Man as Persian Emissary. Jareb Duplez as Dilio, Travis Van Winkle as Sunnyo, Phil Morris as Messenger, Jim Piddock as Loyalist and Simon Cowell lookalike, Nicole Parker as Paula Abdul, Britney Spears and Ellen DeGeneres lookalikes, and Hunchback Paris. Ike Barinholtz as Dane Cook lookalike, Bond villain and Prophet, Krista Flanagan as Spartan Woman and Ugly Betty lookalike, Hunter Clary as Leo Jr., Emily Wilson as Lindsay Lohan lookalike. Thomas McKenna as Tom Cruise lookalike. Tiffany Haddish as Urban Girl. Willie Mack and Kenny Yates as Urban Kids. John DiDomenico as Donald Trump lookalike. Christopher Lett as Randy lookalike. Jenny Costa as Tyra Banks lookalike. Belinda Weymouth as Twiggy lookalike. Jesse Lewis IV as Ms. J lookalike. Zachary Dylan Smith as 10-year-old Leonidas. Ryan Fraley as Brad Pitt lookalike. Tiffany Claus as Angelina Jolie lookalike. Nick Steele as K-Fed lookalike. Jim Neeb as President Bush lookalike. Dean Cochran as Rocky Balboa and Rambo. Nate Hayden as Ryan Seacrest lookalike. Tony Yalda as Sanjaya lookalike. Further titles continue to scroll. Spartans put dead Persians in recycle bins.
As the Spartans kicked major ass, even Leonidas believed victory was theirs.
Victory is ours, boys! Let's celebrate! For tonight, we dine at Hooters!
Hooters girls bring in beers and piles of fried chicken.
Eat from them! Everything! And tip them! Nothing! It's due for Tuesday!
Isn't it sweet?
Leonidas body slams his son, then dives on him, flattening the boy.
Where do you think you're going, you little pussy?
After the backbreaker, he spins the boy round by the ankles and tosses him across the courtyard. He tees up a golf ball.
If you can dodge a golf ball, you can dodge a sword.
Ah, he missed. Ow!
You can outflank us now, my king.
Leonidas looks furious.
Men!
They get wearily to their feet.
We are facing certain death!
Ares.
But the joke's on them because they don't know that dying in battle is the greatest honor for any Spartan!
Captain's unimpressed.
God, that's a shitty plan.
Look, Leonidas, war's not the answer. Trust me, I know.
No! War is the answer.
A final kick in the crotch sends Bush to the pit of death. A black-suited Spider-Man hangs on a building high above the nighttime city.
Where am I?
A Donald Trump-alike slides open a window.
Spidey, you're fired.
He cuts her web with a pair of shears. She fires more web, which sticks to his hair, ripping off his toupee.
Hi, how are you? Leonidas. Ellen. Liz, I don't know why you're so upset. You look great. Yeah, the cape is great. Love the diaper. I wear something very similar for Portia on Friday nights. We get frisky. Hello, Leonidas. Wow, is it hot in here? Okay, Portia. Women. You like women. I can see by your reaction you're not amused. It's the same reaction anyone who went to see Mr. Wrong had. Let's play a game. Maybe we could play a game. How about who sneezed? It's a real easy game. We close our eyes and someone sneezes, and you guess who. If it was you, you win, because obviously you know. Listen, chill out. Let's just dance, shall we? Come on. That's right. Oh, boy. Okay, there you go. You're getting the hang of it. You know, back and forth.
No, I can't do this.
Your mama's so ugly. If she was on the Spice Girls, her name would be Dookie Spice.
Leonidas, you should try Scientology.
I'm gonna set Katie free.
Yes!
I had to buy a million and one glitters with my own money, and I put them on by hand, Simon, and my reputation is all I have. And for you to sit here telling me that I'm not intelligent, that I'm not intelligent. Let me start over. Yeah. Hang on.
I love everything. Don't you hate when you're on an airplane, you know, and the captain's like, if you look out to the window to your left, you're gonna see another plane. Am I right? You know I'm talking about? Another plane, right? Don't you hate when you're in the supermarket, you know, and you're in aisle three, and they're like, clean up in aisle three, you know, and you're like, what am I doing here? I'm in aisle three, huh? Right? You're all my fans, right? You all love me, right? Who saw Employee of the Month? Okay, that's cool. Right? Yo, what's up, Leonidas? Super fingers to you.
No! Super fingers to you, Dane Cook.
This is a metaphor for my career. You're off my MySpace page. I'm really 42.
And now he's in the pit of death.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said because I can't understand you because you talk like this.
Your mom is such an old sloppy drunk. I thought she was David Hasselhoff.
Night, Ryder.
Dingle squats, and then you will be a star. You will be a star.
Ugly Betty whispers to the prophet.
The last episode of Sopranos was most disappointing. I mean, did Tony get whacked or lived or what?
Leonidas has absolutely no idea.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
You keep doing the thing you do, because the do is thing you do.
Woozy Paula closes her eyes, resting her head in her hand. Producers wish to thank the following for their assistance: Daimler AG and Chrysler LLC. Color and Prints by Deluxe. The American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. AHA 01650. Copyright 2008 by Regency Entertainment USA Incorporated in the US. Copyright 2008 by Monarchy Enterprises SARL in the rest of the world. All rights reserved. Regency Entertainment USA Incorporated and Monarchy Enterprises SARL are the authors of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Regency and Regency's R logo are registered trademarks of Monarchy Enterprises SARL. The events, characters and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead, or to actual events or firms, is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Further titles and credits continue to scroll.
Pushed? Killing's as easy as dancing.
Bikini-wearing Rambo shakes his stuff. Audio description by Deluxe, written and voiced by Roland Behan. The end.